This is Uncle Paul's Jazz Closet, and today's show is going to feature 1979 rehearsal tape with Bern Nix on guitar, and also a 1980 concert from Club Pilori in Belgium. And I wanted to tell you how I came across Bern Nix recently. I was in the studio in Paul's archive organizing some cassettes, and I've been slowly getting them digitized. And I saw one with Bern Nix's name. It sounded a little familiar. I knew he was a guitarist, but I didn't really know that much about him. And then I was on Facebook, and somebody posted something that Bern Nix posted. So I contacted him and sent him a message and told him I had this rehearsal tape and would he like to hear it. So I sent it to him, and he was interested in it. And this was just a few weeks ago that all this was happening, and I was hoping to have him on the show so he could talk about it and we could play some of his new music and find out what he's been doing. So sadly, that's not going to happen, but I'm going to play two songs from that rehearsal cassette. It isn't a great quality recording, but it's all right. So I think a couple of these songs are worth playing. I'm going to start off the show with Folk Song for Rosie, and I'm going to end the show with Victoria. So here's Folk Song for Rosie. And the other players are Charles Brackeen on saxophone, J.F. Jenny Clark on bass.
Thank you.
That was a rehearsal October 9, 1979 at Paul Modian's apartment with Bern Nix on guitar, J.F. Jenny Clark on bass, Charles Brackeen on saxophone, Paul Modian on drums. And I looked this up in Paul's notebook, and I'm going to read to you from the page. Rehearsal, October 9, Tuesday, at 467 Central Park West. JF bass, Brackeen saxophone, Bern Nix guitar. Pick up Bern Nix and Brackeen at the studio on 23rd Street at 2:30 p.m. Tape the rehearsal. $5 for taxi for Charles and Bern to return to 23rd Street. I couldn't take them back because the battery was stolen from my car on 107th Street. So Paul lived in the same apartment from the late 60s till he passed away in 2011. And the neighborhood it was pretty bad there in the late 70s and through the 80s. Then it started to gentrify. And then he was the last rent-controlled apartment in the building when he passed away. And tape of rehearsal, side B, Conception Vessel, Victoria, and Folk Song for Rosie. And we just heard Folk Song for Rosie with a nice little Bern Nix solo at the end there. And then also on here, Paul says, received phone call from Carl Berger that David Isenson died. And he had a heart attack as he was chasing, he saw someone breaking into his car. I think he lived in Lower Manhattan somewhere, and he started chasing after them and had a heart attack and died. So that was sad. And Bern Nix will be missed, I'm sure. Now it seems like when a musician dies, then They get more attention, definitely. So I hope people start listening to him more, because he is a great guitarist. And I've got one more cut from that rehearsal CD that I'll play at the end of the show. And I'm going to play next The Story of Mariam. And this was the opening tune at a 1980 concert on June 16th in Écossaines, Belgium, at Club Pelori. And it was recorded by the venue owner.
Thank you.
Was Paul Modian and Charles Brackeen practicing in Paul's apartment. The tune Drum Music on January 8th, 1978. And they practiced together quite a bit as a duo. It seems like the bass player in that trio was changing fairly often, and I guess they weren't always available. And so an interesting coincidence, I guess, kind of. I just had that digitized, and I've played – I had another tape where there's a duo with Charles, and actually Charles playing solo, and I've played that on another show. But I found another one, this one, and I had that digitized. And then I got this great email from a German pianist named Johann Bohannes, I think. I should have asked him how to pronounce it. And so he wrote to me. He's this great story. I heard Paul Modian and Charles Brackeen as a duo in Bremen. Paul and Charles were playing in a tiny club, Romer, and only 13 people showed up in the audience. Just two tables were occupied. Six people were local musicians, all sitting at one table, and seven were American tourists at the other table, a very loud and disturbing group, especially one woman who was laughing very, very loud the whole time, obviously without any passion or respect for music at all. They chattered perpetually, and from a certain point, Charles started to imitate the laughs with his soprano sax. It was incredible and still musically intense. When the tourists realized the imitations, they immediately fled the room and Charles turned back to, quote, normal great improvisation. A couple of minutes later, one woman, the laughing woman, reappeared silently because she had forgotten something. And from the moment she appeared, Charles started his laughing sounds again until she left the room again. Only six remained guests witnessed an unparalleled, intense concert. It was almost miraculous, and Paul's musical language just hit me. It turned out as one of the most significant and formative moments in my life. That night, I decided to become a jazz musician. Isn't that a great story? I can just picture that. And so, you know, then it sort of made sense to me that Paul was practicing duo with Charles fairly frequently. And so I looked it up in his notebook, and I found the date of the concert. And it was they were on a trio tour with Arlid Anderson. And they knew Arlid couldn't make it for a couple of nights. And so Charles and Paul played duos, but actually that was the only one that happened. The one the next night, they ended up canceling for some reason. But so I'm going to read some more from Paul's notes after I play a little more music. So next up, I have another cut from the 1980 concert. And this is Trinity, or later Paul retitled it as Tangram. And it's one that was never put on an album. Thank you.
Thank you.
Charles Brackeen on saxophone and Paul Modian on drums with the Sunflower, 1978 rehearsal. And I'm going to read a little bit more from Paul's notebook. So this is about, they did a duo gig. I don't know how often they did that. I don't think very much. Like I said, there was supposed to be two, but the second night in a different place was canceled for some reason. It might be the only one, and I want to thank Johann Bohannes from Germany for pointing me to it, and because he was there. So I sent him this page from Paul's notebook, and Paul wrote on here, duo gig with Brackeen at Bremen Club, first set 9 p.m., Asia 1, Prelude 2, Yala 3, Dance 4. And then he wrote, try it, underlined it. And second set, Lullaby 1, Waltz Song 2, Victoria 3, and Abacus 4. And he actually had the Sunflower written under Waltz Song, but then it's crossed out. And then he wrote, I liked some things as duo, but I played too heavy sometimes, and I should leave more space, trust it more. And Johann wrote, for me, it is very interesting to read Paul's comments about that evening. It was heavy. I never, ever heard him playing this heavy. It was almost expressionistic, thinking of a Franz Klein picture. I loved it. There was such a strong gesture behind every single note. Paul was a pure master, striking, unbelievable control. For sure, the heaviness of that evening took its beginning in the battle between Charles and the tourists during the second piece, Prelude. Another thing might be that all of the six remaining listeners were musicians. This is often noticeable on stage and changes something in the atmosphere. I had a short conversation with Paul that evening because he used very thick drumsticks. I asked him, since I had never seen that before. If I remember correctly, he was trying or testing them, and I do remember exactly that he played an old Sonar drum set that night, which he liked. The bass drum was quite big, not so unusual that time. The whole venue was very, very small. So I'm going to take us to the top of the hour with Tanner Street from the 1980 Club Pelori concert.
The saxophone is a bit underneath, but I think it's... Thank you.
Jewelry.